Broadcasting from the University of Windsor, you're tuned in to 99.1 CJAM FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
The opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
I am Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing good. We'd like to welcome everybody to the morning show here at CJAM.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Tune in.
Good night.
No. Good night. Good day. Good morning.
It is a good morning, isn't it?
Isn't it? It always is now. Beautiful every morning.
Why is
that? No, it hasn't been, actually. Well, it was kind of overcast for a few days there, and then starting on, I'd say on Tuesday,
yes,
started getting nicer. Is it nice this morning, though?
It's beautiful.
It may or may not be. Depends on how you look at it.
Mighty blustery on Monday, though.
Whoa. Blustery?
Yes.
Yeah, what's blustery?
Windy?
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Blustery, yeah. I don't know if I've ever heard that. Blustery.
Really?
I probably have. Maybe not for a long time. Blustery.
Obviously.
Blustering winds.
Your word for the day is
blustery. We should have a word for the day. That would be it. That's for sure.
We can do that.
You can't top that, I don't think. Blustery.
Blustery, probably not. I don't know.
Not to be confused with this. It's all blistery.
Blistery.
Yeah.
And he's showing me his fingertips because he's such a mad shredder on the guitar.
I do have. Look at that.
That is an actual blister.
It is a blister, yeah.
What's up with that?
Just a little extra playing, you know.
I
had to learn a song. It's funny, too. I mean, it sounds funny to say learn a song, just a simple song. But it's I Love Rock and Roll, the Joan Jett tune.
Joan Jett, yeah.
Yeah, because Page One, who is a big hip-hop artist in Detroit, I played on his single, yep. Chop on Chrome, and which was very, very cool. It was a great time. I loved the thing, man, and it was an amazing song. And he's doing a rock, metal, slash hip-hop rap album,
wow.
And he wants me to play on a tune. And this tune is, you know how they sometimes sort of take... You know, some of the
samples of another song,
structure,
yeah.
Of a song, yeah. And so that's the tune, and I should be recording that sometime at the end of the week, which is either today or tomorrow.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
So it's just the guitar part, those chords.
Yeah, syncopate. On the guitar. Yeah. They want some crazy lead, and I don't know what they want to do for rhythm because the song that they gave me, it's like a little bit different. So I don't know what they. You know, if they actually want some of the real rhythm from it, which I'm suspecting something from, probably.
I would imagine, yeah.
But it should be pretty cool. So anyway, I got the tune down just so I had some understanding of it, because I'd never played it before, obviously.
Right. So to do all the crazy lead stuff, when they do get Dick Wagner to come in and do it?
Dick Wagner, yeah. easy enough to get Dick Wagner to come in. I mean, he's been here at the CJAM studio last week.
Has.
You can check that out on the You Talking To Me website, Dick Wagner.
Straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Obama's Secret Service are all wrapped up in some charges of prostitution and so forth in Colombia. Little trip there, a little road trip.
But these Secret Service guys, they go out on, like you say, they go all over the world, and they're not taking their wives on these trips, by the way. So when the president goes to bed, those guys are on bed detail, and the other guys are all like, hook up the chicks, baby.
And what do you think about that? Them going out and the prostitution thing and, you know, partying like they do.
I don't know if that they were partying. I think they, you know, they're doing whatever they do to, you know, get the companionship of a female person next to them.
Well, I'm sure they were partying it up.
Probably.
It's like eight dudes out and getting prostitutes and probably drunk as skunks.
And where were they at again?
At some hotel in Colombia.
It was Colombia? I thought it was Bolivia. But that's cool. Colombia, Bolivia. There's lots of coke in both of those countries, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I wonder how much of that they do.
So they're obviously doing lines, getting hookers, doing it up.
You heard it here first. No.
So they're doing line things. I don't know. I shouldn't say that. But as far as prostitution goes, it's one of the oldest professions
tricks out there.
Tricks
in the book.
Yeah. And I don't think myself, as long as it doesn't corrupt society or does anything bad or, you know, doesn't spread disease wildly, as long as it's kept in control, I think it's one of those things that we're just going to have to deal with.
Well, you're allowed to do it here now.
A brothel. You can have a brothel here in Windsor, Ontario.
We can have a brothel here now, right here.
Right here in the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go over to Studio B where that bed is.
I don't think that's, you know, the prostitution thing isn't the biggest thing, but it is in a way because I think they're part of their, I don't know what their mandate is as far as, you know, that kind of activity,
right,
which they're probably not supposed to be involved in, so... You know, maybe right, they shouldn't be doing it. But as far as prostitution, that's not the biggest thing. But it was the fact that they have apparently had hard copies of Obama's itinerary, which I sort of find that hard to believe, too. That does every one of them have hard copies of his itinerary? You know what I mean?
Not a good idea is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? So they're with prostitutes, and those prostitutes are obviously probably hooked up with some not very good people. And, you know, they'd love to get a hold of that kind of stuff.
I would assume they would like to get a hold of some hard copy of what the president's going to be doing.
Right.
So do they? I doubt it. I don't think they have a hard copy of that kind of stuff. But if you're getting hired to be doing that kind of stuff, you should know that stuff in your head.
But that's what they say anyway.
Yep. And quickly, I wanted to mention the cougar thing in Windsor, or Essex County.
Oh, yeah, the older women?
No, not older women, an actual cougar.
Okay. There's been a lot of jokes about that, though, about between the cougar and sure, older women.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
Okay, go on.
I was just going to say that there's supposedly a Tecumseh teen has had an actual encounter with the cougar. But
oh, wow.
But Cody Risenbacher, he's a 16-year-old St. Anne High School student, said he was walking home from the gym along Tecumseh Road at 10 o'clock at night, and he saw something moving in the shadows over by the...
That's not good at all.
I don't know. Would a cougar come that close to civilization?
I don't know. Do you want to find out? Oh, if he did, though, I mean, that's not good. Where is it from, anyways?
Where's the cougar from?
Is it just a wild cougar?
I think it's just a wild cougar, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the cougars can live around here. They're just like wildcats.
Yeah, well, I certainly haven't seen one around.
Me neither.
And today's show topic here on the morning show is...
2012.
Doomsday. It's coming. It's coming fast.
And
it's the end of the world.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. As we know it.
That's right.
Not to be confused.
What are we going
to
do for the final morning show?
Play the R.E.M. song for sure.
Okay.
Because that's end of the world as we know it. But what are we going to do? I don't know. Let's play that by ear.
Okay.
But as far as why people think that something is going to happen soon is because the Mayan calendar ends with the year 2012, supposedly.
Yeah, and why really does everybody prophesize that the world's going to end when it's the Mayan calendar and not necessarily our calendar in any way? You know what I mean? Like,
because the end of their calendar coincides with the winter solstice of, of the lunar, or the solar, I should say.
Right. So, and they're believed to have known things that we are not aware of, I guess.
Well, it's very interesting, the whole Mayan culture, in so much that there is so much stuff that they built and left behind that we have to think they had some kind of intelligence that doesn't really... It transcends all the stuff that we find around that they left behind. All of a sudden, we got the thing in Chichen Itza there, the Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, whatever it is, the pyramid thing. Like, how do they make that? And it coincides perfectly, and the sun shines in at exactly at the winter solstice and the summer solstice.
Unexplainable
things.
How
did they figure that out? How did they know that this place on Earth, if we build this crazy pyramid thing that's, you know, hundreds of feet...
But that's the same with the other pyramids. They have things that, like that as well, with the stars and all that.
Exactly.
Like
how did they get all that material there?
We have a guest coming up on the show after the break that talks a little bit about that as well. Gets a little bit into, he's kind of a theorist and talks a little bit about the prophecies, end times type prophecy, but then that's like a lot on natural disaster type stuff and everything, and those types of things, or the world's going to end. And then there's the other side of the coin where whether or not that happens, I don't know. But the fact of spiritual enlightenment.
Well, that's what a lot of people
where
think.
We're going through one of these ages.
Right. And that's actually what the end of the world as we know it, literally, it actually means that we're going to go into some other kind of time where it's not going to be all ruled by, you know, people with money or people who own pharmaceutical companies or oil companies and stuff like that.
Even when you say that, to me, that just means war.
And or then a meltdown.
Come out on the other side.
Some kind of meltdown.
Maybe a meltdown, but I mean,
which
a meltdown would leave those people in control still, though, somehow. You know what I mean? For those people not to be in control in any way, I don't know.
What if some natural disaster or unnatural event happens that neutralizes them?
Oh, just some catastrophic thing that...
Right. Like something...
I suppose there's no money and we have to start from scratch again. But I think that all people are going to start looking to those same people to rebuild everything again.
No, I think some other people are going to come out of that.
You think so? Grassroots. I sure hope so, because it didn't work right the first time.
It's the power thing, right? Power
and greed, yeah.
Humans and power just don't go together.
No.
Because power corrupts humans, unfortunately. And, of course, power is very corrupting. Did you know that the Mayan calendar consists of 20 days, by the way? And one of those days is called Chichkin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, that's pretty cool. How's it going, Mark?
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
I've got James here with us today, and he's somewhat of a theorist, and he's here to talk a little bit about 2012 today. So what is the theory behind 2012 and the end of the Mayan calendar?
There's a lot of prophecies out there, and the ones that I'm aware of have to do with weather and basically catastrophes that happen because of it. And if you compare it with a lot of the things that are happening today, on the news today, actually showed a 6.7 magnitude earthquake in Chile. Windsor here had really extremely high winds, lifting rooftops off of buildings. I guess a turn signal came down. And we've been experiencing some, really strange weather here, like a super warm winter. And then, if you go into other places like Japan and Indonesia, that ended up with a 90-foot wave that came crashing in on them, and Ireland ended up with a 160-foot wave, and then another 67-foot wave that came in on Donegal. And just weather patterns seem really odd and rare and unique anymore. Like Alaska had 12 foot of snow dropped on Anchorage, I believe, and then there's a place about 150 miles west of there called Cordova, and I think they ended up with 18 feet of snow. So, there's definitely a lot of weather patterns that are just extremely strange, like 42 tornadoes in, a three-day span, 148 tornadoes spotted in that same area in a 72-hour period. So, when you look at the Mayan calendar and all the prophecies that surround it, and you look at the weather patterns today, it's not hard to sit there and think, maybe these people were right. But I don't know whether that necessarily means that it is.
And volcanoes as well. There's a number of active volcanoes, is there not?
If you go online and you check out, I think from the week of April 1st to April 7th, you had one in Colombia, one in Sicily, one in Greece, Canary Islands. And these are all active volcanoes, and that relates to exactly what the Mayan calendar said, or the people that prophesized based on the Mayan calendar, was that we're going to have all these atrocious weather patterns, and that December 23rd, 2012, we're going to end up with some sort of major catastrophe that takes us all out.
And you mentioned something as well, James, that based on a lot of the things that others prophesize around the Mayan calendar, and not necessarily the Mayans themselves, that prophesized that?
Yeah, well, that's one of the things that I remember when we were taught about the Mayan calendar, and they said that the actual calendar and the people that invented it never made any prophecies, but there were a lot of other people that did afterwards when they realized that the calendar came to an end. And it was at that point that they start coming up with all sorts of different prophecies on the end of the earth and the type of way people would die before the end and things on that line.
And then on the other side of that, there's the theorists that believe that this is an age of spiritual enlightenment rather than devastation and end of the world.
You know, like I remember even with the, if you read the Bible or Nostradamus, they all say that we come into an age where people could become telepathic and that, you know, we'd be able to read each other's minds and that we end up with some rather unique abilities, if is the word I'll use, because I don't remember exactly all the different abilities. I know telepathy was that one of the ones that they used, but they said that we do come into an age where that happens. And it's funny where if you look at the Mayan calendar and some of the people that are making predictions, they will make a prediction that, you know, December 23rd, 2012 is the end of the world. But then they go on to talk about a fifth age where humanity will, you know, realize its spiritual destiny. And then there's a sixth age where we'll really realize God within ourselves. And then a seventh age where we'll become so spiritual that we'll be telepathic. Now, so in a lot of senses, their prophecies kind of lie because they're saying, well, the end of the world is on Sunday, December 23rd, 2012. Which is in the fifth age, but yet we go on to a sixth and even a seventh age after that. So that I'd have to have somebody explain to me.
Would you say the government has anything to do, do you think, with 2012 and what people are believing?
I would equate it with this, that they definitely will use what the, you know, the prophecies of 2012, and people will believe it. You know what I mean? Like you're seeing all these different weather patterns happening, and yet, you know, people will turn around and the 2012, you know, they had the movie on it, and it's definitely in the public eye. So people will equate a lot of the catastrophes that are happening with 2012 and with the Mayan calendar.
And the government gets off the hook again.
Pretty much, yeah. for me, it's easy because I was taught a lot of things that progress and have come to light, and we've all talked about, you know, the strange weather patterns. I think everybody was hearing low frequencies over Sludge Island and not knowing where they came from.
Right.
Well, you can't because they're bouncing them off the ionosphere, and I believe that those low frequencies were emitted from the site in Wisconsin. So, you know, you put this big bubble in the ionosphere and you bounce little frequencies off it to create weather, and you're hearing them in Sludge Island. Nobody knows where they're coming from, but it is actually a military installation, and it is U.S. government that's doing it. And so now, like you said, you're looking at the Mayan calendar, and people are saying, well, you know, okay, the end of the world is coming, and because of all these things that are actually happening out there, whereas in reality, man-made.
Really appreciate your time on the show today, and thanks for that.
Thanks, Big JD.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo, in the morning.
This is Craig Erickson, Doomsday Blues from his 2001 album, Shine. Streets are like war zones.
tremble and oceans disappear. The streets are like war zones with hearts so full of fear. So much pain and confusion.
Technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Well, what are we talking about today on Tech Talk?
Today, we're talking about something that you and I have on our heads right now.
Mm-hmm.
People have...
Brains.
No.
Shoulders.
Earbuds or headphones.
Shoulders on our heads. Heads on our shoulders. Yeah, okay.
Some people hold their heads in their hand, but... Yeah, a lot of people buy headphones or earbuds for their portable music usability, whether they plug it in their phone or their iPod or whatever. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people are unhappy with the kind of headphones they buy.
Right.
Some people want that sound that they can get from putting on headphones that they're used to.
They don't know which earbuds to get, though.
But they want to make them portable, so they mm-hmm. don't know what earbuds to get. But then there's people who buy the in-ear or sometimes in-canal in mm-hmm. Buds. But people find those uncomfortable.
Right.
However, it's those type of earbuds that you can actually create the seal with inside your ear that give you the best bass response. And it'll give you a sound that is much closer to the, kind you would get.
It kind of seals everything else out. So you're able to hear those low frequencies well.
You're able to hear the low frequencies well. And you're also able to get the extraneous noise away from your ear as well. But there's a lot of people buy the earbuds that just land in your ear, and those are no good.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
And this week's quote or quip comes from this guy who we don't know, Paul Kavanaugh. If he's some kind of a comedian, or I can't really figure it out there on his website, but you can check it out at paulkavanaugh.com.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, for real. So,
what are you, a comedian or something?
I don't know. Maybe he is. And he says, what the caterpillar calls the end of the world, the master calls a butterfly.
Oh, right. Hey? So it's about transformation. That's exactly. A very, very good quote for today. Because does a caterpillar actually think he's going to die?
I don't know if a caterpillar thinks at all.
I know. And it's funny. We should have a show about this whole thing as far as what do animals think.
Wow, yeah. But that's just, yeah, that's a metamorphosis. And I don't know whether they just go to sleep. And, I mean, do they have any idea that they're going to transform or...
I think, obviously, it's all instinctual.
It is definitely instinctual.
So it's time. I got to start making a cocoon. I got to get to work.
And now CJAM morphosizes into the next show.
Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. Talk to you next week.
Bye.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.